Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Krisos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes, the last two Mishnahs in Masechta. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosh Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezechet, Fan Yosef Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we're going to be discussing a number of things regarding Karbonos. Says the Mishnah, Mevin Mehektish Kisba, Seira, Mehektish Seira, Kisba. If a person had to bring a Karbon and he designated money to purchase a Kisba, which is a female sheep, he can use that money for a female goat. Or the other way around, if he designated it for a female goat, he could use it to purchase a female sheep. That's because if he's bringing a Karbon Chatos, both of these are fair game to be used as a carbon, either female goat or sheep, so it doesn't make a difference what he had originally designated the money for. Both of them are perfectly fine. We have a number of similar cases, and these all now fit under the category of a carbon oiliv yorid, which is a special type of chatos that's brought for being over only a few types of unique averos. And the reason why it's called an oiliv yorid, as we had learned about earlier in the Masechta, is because literally it goes up or down depending on his financial situation. If he's wealthy, so he brings a kisper seira. If he has average funds, so then he's going to bring a tar or ben yoina, which is a turtle dove or a young pigeon. And if he's very poor, then he just brings a carbon mincha. So the Mishnah tells us, Mehektish kisbu seira, tyrin ubnei yayna. Mehektish tyrin ubnei yayna, asir sa'efa. If he originally designated money for his carbon oil of yared to purchase a female sheep or goat, he can use that money for a turtle dove or a young pigeon. And if he had originally designated money for a tar ben yayna, he could use that money for the asir sa'efa mincha. The question is, ketzad, how does this work? So let's say, hifresh l'kisba oil seira, he was considered wealthy, and so he had designated this money for his carbon oil of yared to purchase a female sheep or goat, and then, hani, he became poor, to Yavi Oiv. He now uses the same money to go buy a bird carbon. And Hani, if he became even poorer, Yavi Yasir Sa'ifa, he could use the same money to purchase his carbon mincha. Now, the same works the other way around as well. If he was very poor, in Hifrish Lasir Sa'ifa, he designated money to purchase his carbon mincha, and then Hashir, he became a little bit wealthier, so Yavi Oiv. He could use that money to purchase his bird carbon. And Hashir, if he became even more wealthy, Yavi Kisbu Sa'ira, he could use that same money, obviously with some added on, to purchase a female sheep or goat. However, says Mishnah, Hifrish Kisba Oiv Sa'ira, if he had designated not money but an actual animal, a female sheep or goat, for his carbon oil of yared, v'nistavu, and then they received a mum, they broke a leg, let's say, or got a nick in the ear or the eye, or one of the multiple mumim that will passel an animal from being brought. So imratza, if he wants, yavu d'meim oif, he could be paid to them, transfer the kedusha to money, and use that money to purchase a bird. However, hifresh oif v'nistav, if he designated a bird to be his carbon oil of yared, and then it got a mum, so lo yavu b'dam avasir sa'ifa, he can't use money from that bird to purchase a mincha, she'ein lo'ayv pedyayin. That's because there's a special din regarding a bird designated as a carbon, that if it gets a mum, it cannot be nifted, we can't be paid there, we can't transfer skedusha onto money, and therefore in this situation, it doesn't work to take the money and buy a mincha with it. Moving on to Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah of Masechta, continue to discuss something similar. Reb Shimon says, Kvasim kaidim le'izim b'chal makayim. In the Torah, when we see kvasim and izim, sheep and goats mentioned, sheep are always mentioned before goats. Ayach, you might think there was this teach us, m'minei she'ein muvchar mehen. That's because they're more choice. A sheep is much better than a goat. And therefore, let's say a person says, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oilah, and he has a sheep and a goat, he would have to bring the sheep because that's the choicest of the two. That's not so, says the Mishnah. Talmud Lomer, that's when the Pasuk tells us, in keves yavi karbon el chatos, if he's going to bring his chatos as a keves, as a sheep. And this was actually stated after the Pasuk already mentions a seira, a goat. And therefore, Malamed teaches us, Shneim Shkulin, that both of them are really the same. In other words, even though every time sheep and goats are mentioned, sheep is stated before goats, since one time by Karbon Chatos, it says goat before sheep, that tells us they're really all the same. Similarly, says the Mishnah, when the Tarim mentions turtle doves and young pigeons, it always says the Tarim before the Bnei Yoina. And same here, Yachal, one might think, that's because they're better. Tarim, turtle doves, are better than pigeons, but that's not so. Talmud, that's why the Pasuk says, Uven Yoina, Aysar Lechatos. So here we see Ben Yoina being mentioned before the Tarim, Malam Shishneim Shkul, and that tells us they're both equal. Now we take the same logic elsewhere. Ha'av kaidim la'im b'chol makayim. Father is always mentioned before mother in the Torah. It says kabed es avicha v'asimecha, honor your father and mother. It says umake aviv v'imoy mos yumos. It says umakalel aviv v'imoy mos yumos. So anytime we have father and mother mentioned, father's always before mother. Now yachol, so you might think shekaved av oidef al kaved o'im, that it's more important to honor the father, it's more chashav, it's more preferred to honor the father over the mother. That's not true, because Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says ish imoy v'aviv tiro'u. So here we see mother being mentioned before father, and that teaches us Malam Shishneim Shkulim, that really they're both equal. Aval Amr Chachamim, however, the Chachamim did say, when it comes practically to honoring the parents, the father comes before the mother. Why is that? Mnei shuhu ve'imai chavim b'chvayt aviv. Both he, meaning the son, and the mother are chayv to honor the father, and therefore if he has an option right now, honor father or mother, it really goes to father. And v'chein b'talmud Torah, the same thing works with Talmud Torah. Im zacha ben lefnei arav, if the son was zaycha to learn the majority of his Torah from a Rebbe, so koydem es ha'av b'chol makayim, that Rebbe comes before the father in all situations. Why is that? Mnei shu v'av v'chayim b'chvayid rabbi, because both he and his father are chayiv in the covet of the Rebbe. That's because the Rebbe's a Talmud Chacham, so the father as well has to honor the son's Rebbe, and therefore if it's a choice, do we honor the Rebbe or the father? The son has to honor the Rebbe over the father. With this, we finish Maseches Krisos. Mazel Tov for finishing this Masech together. Just like Maseches finished Krisos together, we should Maseches finished the entire Shisha Sidra Mishnah together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Masechta, Maseches Me'ilah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.